I'm very honoured to be representing the people of Foyle, and hopefully the assembly will be up and running next week, and we can get in there and roll our hands, our sleeves up, and start working and delivering for the people of Northern Ireland. For the past 3 years, we've had complete political failure. And it's time now the people of Northern Ireland get what they deserve, is legislators legislating and fixing the broken infrastructures and departments that are currently being experienced right through the various departments in Northern Ireland.
And indeed, in your previous roles, you have seen firsthand what is needed for the region.
Yes, and I feel that we've had a decade where we have failed to deliver on the big key issues. Now, obviously, since 2010, we have changed our city quite dramatically. We've got very good investment in our infrastructure, in our public realm. But the things that really matter about economic development, they have remained undelivered. And the key area of focus for me will be the expansion of McGee and Ulster University. That is the key economic catalyst that the city needs in order to deliver prosperity for the city region. And my background is in economic development, and I have for years argued the case about a more effective economic and social policies for Derry. And now this is a time where I, an MLA and a legislator, can actually promote and change the outcomes for people in the city, all over the city and all over the region.
And ultimately, the stalemate at Stormont needs to end to enable these things to be delivered.
Absolutely. And we're at a critical phase of the negotiations. You know, possibly this weekend we may see a breakthrough. But if not, then parties will have to go into election mode and put it to the people again. But I feel, you know, the people of Northern Ireland need delivery rather than constant elections, you know, every couple of months. There are people actually dying as a result of no delivery at Stormont because of our health service crisis points and breakdown, and particularly in our mental health as well. So there are real serious issues that need attention and delivery, and it's up to the political leadership now to take up the challenges and start working for the people that elected them.